morning. My name is Eng Lo from Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston.
So, Eng, you're presenting at the Stroke Society Australasia Conference here in Australia. Welcome. Could you give us a bit of a background of your keynote speech?
Yes, I'm very grateful to have the opportunity to be here. And again, thanks to Professor Howells for kindly giving me this chance to participate. I think the discussion we're going to have on Friday is about why it's so hard to translate. And translating is not just hard in stroke, but it's hard in very many, many diseases. And I think kind of the consensus that we're gravitating towards is that translating is hard is because the patients are very ill and the mechanisms are very complex. And the only hope that, the only approach that can potentially give us hope is to work together and to collaborate. How can we take the molecular biologists and have the molecular biologists work with the physiologists and the pharmacologists, with the neuroimaging person, with the clinician, with the surgeon? It's all about teamwork. And that hopefully, I think, will be the take-home message.
So, David, do you have a comment?
I couldn't agree more with Eng. I think if we learn how to collaborate better, we'll end up translating good ideas into real candidate medicines and then hopefully into medicines that actually work in people. We'll just be more efficient about it, and that will be to everybody's advantage.
And so, Eng, I know that you've been working a little bit with a background in neuroprotection. So could you give us a bit of an idea of what that's looking like now in stroke with the future with all the trials that have come out recently?
I think the emerging positive trials with the mechanical devices, you know, Trevo, Solitaire, and others, gives us hope that now that you have the patients there, you might be able to come up with adjuvant therapies that you can give while the catheter is in the brain. So when you look at the trials that have been published, we do have a time window. The average first CT to groin catheter time is about 60 minutes. The average groin catheter to successful recanalization time is again really about 60 minutes. So you're really talking about windows of about 1 to almost 2 hours where if you can come up with adjuvants that you can infuse into the patient while the patient is there and you're working on the patient, there's an opportunity there.
I agree. I think that's the area that we most need to work, trying to work out how to buy time so that the physicians can use TPA more effectively, so that the interventional radiologists can use retrievers more effectively. The more patients that we can slow the process of disease progression down in, the greater the numbers we'll be able to treat. And that's our biggest challenge at the moment, is we've got effective treatments, but they're still only usable in a small proportion of patients. So it's expanding that proportion of patients. That's the name of the game at the moment.
That's right. Absolutely agree.
You've been listening to a podcast collaboration between the Stroke Society Australasia, Smart Strokes, and the International Journal of Stroke. This year's Australian Stroke Meeting was held in Melbourne. The Twitter hashtag for this event is #StrokeAus2015 and has been added as a collection to Storify. The International Journal of Stroke is the flagship publication of the World Stroke Organization. Please become a member of this world health provider and help us to fight this devastating global burden.